Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show. I'm Janice Tunnell, your host for tonight. And as always, I'm joined by my sister Denise. And we have Anita Gibson on the phone. Welcome to the show, Anita.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. If you guys who are listening have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 914-803-4399. We're just going to jump right into the conversation since we have a small amount of time here. Anita, first introduce yourself to our listening audience and tell everyone what inspired you to become a makeup artist.
Okay, I'm Anita Gibson. I am a makeup artist based in New York City. I am a film, television, marketing, all kinds of makeup artist. and what got me into doing makeup and being in the industry was kind of by accident, really. It wasn't something I was pursuing. Mm-hmm. I moved to New York from Toledo, Ohio, to become a fashion designer. And, you know, life just didn't have that in my plans, or at least not at this time. And so I needed to make money trying to live in New York. And so I started working at Estee Lauder, and that was before all the makeup artists were at the counters. This was back when it was just beauty advisors, and we all stood behind the counter and got your lipstick or your whatever it was that you came up to the counter and asked for. And Estee Lauder used to do a lot of contests for highest sellers, and so I discovered that if I started putting makeup on people, I would make a lot more money. So that is really how becoming a makeup artist kind of started for me. I know it's like, oh, really, you didn't go to school? No, I really didn't go to school. A lot of my training came from being on the job. But that was sort of how I got in. Then I started working at Yves Saint Laurent, and then that took me into fashion, and I started doing runway. And I met a couple of people who were doing short films, so I would help them out. And that's where I met someone who was getting ready to do a film called Strictly Business. And he was like, you should come and try to do this film with me. And that was my introduction to film. I was an intern on Strictly Business, which was a Halle Berry film. That's kind of the film that put her on the map.
Right.
And then after that film, I did, all the while still working in the department stores, and then I did Boomerang with Eddie Murphy and Halle Berry. And from there, my career started because I was being mentored by a woman by the name of Toy Russell. And she was my first mentor and kind of just prepped me and prepared me for life in the film and television world. And it kind of just started from there.
And you haven't turned back yet?
Not at all. And when I think about how long I've been doing it, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I've been in this so long. It's been a journey.
Absolutely.
It's very exciting, though. I mean, I have to say that, you know, I've been blessed with a really fantastic career as a makeup artist. So, you know, it's been an awesome experience.
What do you think makes makes a great makeup artist, and then what makes a great film and television artist?
I think the first thing is passion. You know, you really need to be passionate about being a makeup artist. That was what I discovered. I wasn't as passionate about pursuing fashion design as I was doing makeup. I'm an artist naturally, and so I was just creatively so fulfilled doing makeup and making people feel good about themselves and showing things, showing them little tricks that could change their whole face or, you know, something that they might have been doing wrong that we correct, and all of a sudden you just see them light up and go, oh my gosh, I was. So it's just really having a passion for what you're doing, and then, you know, getting as much knowledge about it as you can. I mean, as a general straight going beauty makeup artist, obviously you just want to keep practicing and keep doing and working on as many faces as you can. I know we have a world of makeup artists that are on the internet, which are very talented makeup artists, but, you know, like, what do you, how do you make other people look? Like, you can beat your face to the gods, but can you beat somebody who's not as pretty as you with the same bone structure as you? You know, do you know how to bring them to life and make them as beautiful as you make yourself? So it's just really a lot of going out there and doing as far as being a makeup artist in the world of film and television. You know, there's that very general beauty makeup or straightforward makeup that is basically you can apply the same thing that I just spoke about, but if you want to be more specialized, like special effects and doing those kind of things, it, you know, it requires training and learning and understanding products and chemicals and how things come together. So it requires a lot more schooling and understanding and hopefully being an apprentice or have someone mentor you so that you really can learn the craft. So everything is just constantly about keeping yourself fresh and up on what the latest thing, the latest product, how they work, how they operate. So, you know, it just, you're just always trying to stay fresh and relevant.
Right. Absolutely. Because you've been doing this for so long, what are some of the changes that you've noticed from when, you know, from once, you know, when you first started until now?
Just in the industry of film and television or just in general?
Yes, film and television.
Okay. In film and television, I've noticed that we are kind of going away from having people who are very skilled be in our world of the union-based makeup artists to just kind of letting anybody in. And you know,
I thought I was the only one with that. For the longest time, I thought I was the only one with that opinion, especially here in Atlanta. It's like you see it every single day, and it's like, oh, my God, what can we do? It's horrible. It's horrible.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, this is the thing. This is what I would say to those people who get in like that. You know what? You've gotten a break. You've gotten a door open that for some of us was a very hard door to open. So however you got in that realm of the door open for you and you're in, do yourself a favor, especially if you want to have a long career, by brushing yourself up, taking as many classes as you can, so that you're not viewed by the industry like, well, you know, this is a counter girl, or this is, you know, some blogger, makeup artist who's now in the union because somebody helped get them in or whatever. You know, I mean, if you're trying to have longevity in the business, you do yourself a favor. And, you know, the fact that you got that opportunity, good for you. Now capitalize on it so that you aren't regarded as, you know, somebody who doesn't really know what you're doing. because you will be looked at upon like that. You know, you, and this is the other thing, is really understanding that in every industry there is a political environment, there is a protocol, there is a chain of command. And the more you understand and respect that, the better off you will be as an artist, and you will have people who want to work with you. I mean, that was one of the biggest things that my mentor taught me. I mean, those first two films that I did, I didn't get to touch anybody's face. And
right.
Trust me, I was looking at people going, oh, I know I can do that makeup better than that. I know I can do
right.
it. She would not let me touch a face. She's like, nope, I'm going to have you drag the chairs over to holding. I'm going to have you set up the additional makeup and hair room. Like, I was doing all the business stuff. I was basically being pushed out, oh, you're a great artist, but that's not what you're going to be doing here. And so, and it, what it really taught me was that I had to respect the chain of command. I had to respect the protocol. And I just feel like if you want to be a artist that people want to work with, you'll have a respect for that. And you'll go far, because everybody recognizes when you stay in your lane and you wait for your moment to shine, you know, because you don't steal somebody else's moment, you know, trying to get ahead, because you might get ahead for 2 years. But, honey, what people need to understand is in our business, our colleagues keep us working. That
right.
That you might have came in with loves you today. She might love you next year. And then, honey, she changes the PR person. And that new PR person says, oh, you should try this makeup artist. And the next thing you know, you are standing out in the cold. So don't make the mistake thinking that actors are the way that you stay in this business. Your colleagues are what keeps your longevity. Your colleagues are the ones that recommend you for a job, that bring you on to their job. They are the people that keep feeding you.
Right. Right.
So, I mean, I think that is like biggest, just the ease that people are coming in with, and just the fact that the industry is changing. It's becoming way more corporate. When I first came in back in 92, it was an artist industry. It was entertainment. It was all about the art of entertaining. And while there was a corporate environment, it wasn't run corporately. Now everything is about corporation. So you've lost the art as far as how movies and TV shows and things like that are made. I mean, the advertisers control so much of how you do things. The studio's bottom line, because everything is cut down to nothing because of the corporate mentality, everything is the bottom line. So, you know, that has changed a lot, and, you know, the things and how we work and how the union operates, it's very different. But it's still, you know, I mean, the union is super important, and people need to respect that. And they're trying to bust the union so much, and we as union makeup artists have to really stand together and make sure that we follow the rules of the business deals that are made between the unions and the studios, so that we don't hurt ourselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know that's all like shop talk, so some of your listeners might not really understand that. But, you know, if you're in, you'll understand what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Is there anything that you haven't done as a makeup artist that you would like to do? Or any dream, you know, like a dream job or something?
Probably not, because I've had so many dream jobs. I wouldn't mind doing makeup for Dancing with the Stars, though.
Oh, yeah.
That
nice.
Kind of makeup is fabulous.
Right.
I love all that glittery and fabulous. And, you know, we don't get to do that in film and television. They're like, oh, no, all that glitter. But,
right.
You know,
oh,
that
my
kind
God.
Of stuff is fun.
Exactly.
I mean, I've done so much. I mean, I've worked in the music industry. I've worked with major artists. I've worked with major directors and actors. So, I mean, I have to say that I've really had a very well-balanced, full career, and with projects that go from period to present day to grimy mm-hmm. and gritty to, you know, glitzy and glamorous. So, I mean, I've pretty much, like, crossed over everything.
So
and I'm just
because
so thrilled to see – go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead and finish.
No, I'm just so thrilled to see that we are starting to see more Black projects, Black television
yes.
coming into play.
Yeah.
And, you know, while
yes.
people love to hate on these reality TV shows, you know, we're seeing our faces more and more, and reality TV is really leading the way, regardless if it's ratchet or not. You know, the point is that we see ourselves, you know, and,
right.
and you can like it or not. The fact
right.
that we can see ourselves on TV is still a plus.
Absolutely.
You know, you can turn the TV off if you want to, but a lot of TVs are staying on because that's how hungry we are to see our
right.
own images.
That's
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So how is it, because you've touched so many different things and so many different areas in makeup, and because there are a lot of makeup artists out there or bloggers or whoever who are hungry for our industry, and I'm
mm-hmm.
afraid that they're not really, I believe that they're not really certain of what they're really hungry for. But they
mm-hmm.
say they want to be in the union, and they definitely don't get what
mm-hmm.
that's about. But
mm-hmm.
what's the big difference that you see between, like, film, television versus everything else? Like, as a makeup artist and as the artistry itself, when you're working
mm-hmm.
With actors, what's the big difference? With film and TV as opposed to working with models on the runway or, you know, or working with a celebrity or singer or somebody in, like, the music business?
Mm-hmm. Well, in the music business, you're, as a makeup artist, you are almost as important as the talent itself, especially
mm-hmm.
if you are creating an image for a new artist. The hair and makeup team and the stylist become as important as far as the creation of this artist as the artist themselves. I mean, obviously the artist is doing the music and doing all of that, but if that image isn't right and doesn't connect with the audience, then it doesn't matter.
Right.
So, like when I did Lauryn Hill, when she was with the Fugees, she, you know, she was like, had a younger, more played down look about herself. It was very casual, her makeup and hair. And then
mm-hmm.
when we transitioned her to Lauryn Hill and promoting the whole miseducation of Lauryn Hill, it became a more grown up Lauryn, still keeping the core of who she was in place,
mm-hmm.
but glamming her up more and making her, you know, more of an individual versus being part of a group. And,
right.
you know, that was a very important transition. So when it comes to music industry, you know, you are helping to create and brand an image, where in film and television, you're kind of giving the execution of what the writer, show creator is asking for, or what the director is asking for. So, you know, I mean, a lot of film and television is grounded in reality. So, you know, you can't go too far off of, you know, what is real and authentic to certain characters. So
right.
it really, your freedom becomes less, you know, unless you're a very established makeup artist where they go, okay, this is the character, so now do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that comes with a lot of years of being proven, and so
mm-hmm.
they go, it's all yours. If you're somebody who is new, you know, the chains might be put on you a little more on
right.
how you develop certain characters. And then just in fashion, fashion is, I mean, in my experience, I'm not sure if it's still like that, but it feels like it is. I mean, Pat McGrath, we'll just use her as an example. I never was one of the makeup artists who created the looks for runway. I was always part of the team that executed it. So, you know, there was always the makeup designer for the fashion designer who sets the look, and then we just execute it. So you really don't have creative freedom. You're kind of going off of a blueprint. So, you know, I mean, I would say that the music industry is the place where you really get to be creative. Or like Beyond the Lights, when I did that film, I got to be really creative with, you know, creating the images for Gugu Mbatha for the character Noni. But, it all depends on the project.
Can I just tell you, I love that movie.
It's such a good movie, and it did not get the recognition that it deserved.
It deserved quite a bit of recognition. I loved that movie.
It was such a good movie. And they did, her and Nate did such a great job.
Wonderful chemistry
off
between
the chain.
The two. Yeah, it really was.
Oh, my gosh, it was electric.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, so I would say that's the difference. And, and I would say for anyone that's coming in, I think the unions have to do a better job, too. I think we as union members, since we are complaining about some of these newcomers that come in, I think as the union has to offer more classes and more opportunity to make these new people better at being union makeup artists and hairdressers.
And not just that, I think for those new people coming in, because they did get such a break, you know, if you truly want to be a part of the union and you truly want to do makeup for film and television, then you yourself, whether the union's doing it or not, you go out there and you get that education if you're truly passionate about being in the industry. And that's what I'm finding.
Agree.
Some of those people aren't really passionate about being in the industry.
No. Yeah, a lot of them aren't, and the thing about that is they'll be weeded out. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Because the cream rises to the top. It's like you can get in, but you won't stay in if you're not ready to be the best that you can be. Because that's how you work. I mean, and, you know, and nobody's going to hire somebody with an attitude or who can't take direction. I mean, I'm a very strong person when it comes to giving direction. You know, I expect, if I'm telling you something, I expect it to be executed. Don't come in here if you can't execute.
Right.
You know,
right.
and if I find out you can't, you won't stay. And that will be the case all the way through. You will keep bumping heads with makeup artists who, if I tell you to do something or create something and you can't execute that, I can't bring you back because it's my name at the end of the day.
That's
at the end of the day, when something isn't right, they come to me and say, why wasn't this right? You're not taking the heat. I'm taking the heat. So I'm only going to take the heat for you one time.
Absolutely.
And you know, then you got to go.
That's right. You got to go.
I'm not going to give you a second chance to mess up on my job. Right.
There are no second chances. You know, I mean, and that's what people need to realize.
Yes.
Sometimes you only get one shot to get it right.
Yeah.
trust me. Trust me. I have been on that side of the page. Believe that.
Well, Nita, let's talk quickly about being invited to join the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. I think that's such a big deal, and I think it's so necessary and needed, and I'm super excited for you that you were a part of the few that were invited.
Oh, I mean, when I got that email, I was like, wait a minute, and it was in my junk email too. So I was like, and I was like, wait a minute, what is this saying? Oh, you've been invited to become a member of the Academy, and I'm like, is this a game, and then all of the Hollywood Reporter and everything started dropping and the phone calls started coming in. I'm like, oh my gosh, it is such a honor, and I am so humbled by that my colleagues and producers and directors that I've worked with through the years, you know, put my name in the hat to be a part of the Academy. I, like you said, there's so few of us in, and the fact that I get to be a part of the group that votes on these films and, you know, trying to make a difference. I mean, we need diversity so badly when it comes to the Academy Awards. You know, it's just, we don't, that's an area that we just don't see enough diversity. I mean, when Broadway is giving you more diversity than film and television, it's like, come on. I mean, we don't even go see plays a lot.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And they are representing better than anything.
That's
so,
true.
I mean, I'm thrilled for, one, being a woman and being an African-American woman and able to go in and represent that voice is such an honor and a privilege. And, you know, just my hats off to the Academy for taking a stand and recognizing that they need to do something more with their own responsibility to diversity.
Absolutely. And then another congratulations is in order. You were honored by the New York Women in Film. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, there again was another one of those kind of, it was like 2016. I mean, I'm getting some recognition. It was one of those phone calls that came out of nowhere, and they were like, oh, you know, we would like to, you know, honor you by the New York Women in Film and Television. And, you know, it was like basically you had to accept them inviting you to be honored. So, you know, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, heck yeah. but, you know, that again is one of those things where your colleagues, you know, colleagues just in general, meaning fellow hair and makeup artists, producers, directors, costume designers, you know, so many people put your name in the hat to be recognized by the New York Women in Film and Television. So just, it, you know, for me, being recognized by my peers is the most important thing, because we are such an important part of the process of what people see every Sunday night, like Power premieres tonight. And it's the work that we do that is as important as the work that the writers do, that the directors do, that the producers, the actors. I mean, we are in the trenches creating these characters and these images and, you know, making sure that if a finger is being cut off, that the finger actually looks like it's being cut off, or, you know, if they're supposed to be sexy, that they actually look sexy. I mean, all of that is what we do. And the actors start out in the morning with us, and we set the tone for so much of what people come together, like their power parties happening all over the place. You know, everybody's gathering to sit in front of the TV tonight at 9. You know, it's probably starting out right now on the East Coast, but, you know, everybody sits and gathers, and they go, you know, what we do is what they're watching now. You know,
I mean,
we ended Power last year with the big, huge fight with Ghost and Kanan in the warehouse. And so when we come back in tonight, Ghost better look like he's been in a fight.
That's right.
You know what
that's
I mean?
Right.
Because that's what
that's
last season ended with. So this season better start with, okay, so wasn't he in a fight? How come we don't see
that's
anything
right.
on his face? And so all of those things are so important to keeping the audience connected to these characters so that they don't go, oh, this is Omari Hardwick that we're watching. That they stay engaged with, this is Ghost. That's who we're watching right now. That they forget about who Omari is, and they tune into Ghost. And so I'm saying all of that to say that when your colleagues and your peers put your name into something or want to give you recognition. It means so much because they know what we do, you know? They get what it is that we do and what we have to go through. So the fact that I'm being respected by them means a lot to me.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and I want to go back a little bit because when I was asking you to talk about the differences between, you know, film and TV and everything else, you know, and you mentioned about the audience being engaged. And think about how talented we all must be and how creative we all must be to create these characters that actually draw people into the show. You know, sometimes producers don't necessarily look at it that way because they're looking at the acting and they're looking at everything else. But we are a big part of all of this. We are filmmakers. So, we are such a big part of this where we do draw in the audience. So I think so that's why I was speaking with my sister earlier about this. Like, we think it's so important to have you on tonight to feature the makeup artists who are, you know, a part of such big shows. Like, you know, you guys will premiere this weekend. Like, our show, Survivor's Remorse, premieres next weekend, and we're going to be following you all.
Right.
We're going to be right behind you all. So, I mean, it's such a big deal. And, you know, again, producers don't think about it, but that audience, they look at that makeup. They don't.
Yeah, I don't think anybody. I mean, and that's when you know. I mean, producers, different story. I mean, I think producers, when they hire you, they kind of give you that nod, like, I know you're going to do what you do, you know?
Right.
So sometimes some producers don't, but a lot of producers do. I think the magic is that the audience has no idea, and that's when you really know that you've done your job well, because they just get so engaged that they don't even think about, oh, that's makeup or that's, you know, like when they're buying what you're selling, you freaking slammed it. You have done your job well. And that is why I say for us, when your peers say, hey, listen, Denise, hey, listen, Denise, you guys freaking killed that. You know what I mean? Like, that says so much because I know what you go through. I know that 3 o'clock in the morning wake up call. You know, I know what it is to be on set at 4 a.m. You know, I got to cover every sex scene that we have in Power. That means I have to cover Omari's body of tattoos. I mean, his body is filled with tattoos. Yeah. So, you know, I know you get it and I get it with you. So when your peers say, hey, listen, job well done, you need some recognition, it means a lot because we are filmmakers. We are a very important part of filmmaking because what we do in that makeup room or in that makeup trailer, how we send those actors out to set for those directors and producers to then engage with them, really, we set the tone for them. If I don't know how to cover a tattoo, that's an actor very frustrated going to set.
Yeah,
if,
absolutely.
You know, my continuity on your cuts is off. That's a frustrated actor. You know what I mean? So I got to know how to do my job. And that's what a lot of people, young people, don't get. You got to know how to do your job. Humble out, sit back, take notes, respect the freaking industry leaders if you are so fortunate to get to be in a room with them. And this is, you know, I say this all the time, understand who the leaders are in this side of the industry so that when you get the opportunity to be working next to them, you know who they are and you sit back and humbly take notes. I mean, I did it all the time in the beginning of my career. I figured out who the leaders were, who the makeup artists that were working all the time, working on the big movies, working with the huge actors, and I watched them, and I watched how they operate, and I learned from them, and I asked questions, and I stayed in my lane, and I, you know, I mean, it's from that education that I've been able to have the career that I have. So, you know, for that, in being honored by New York Women in Film, which I think is such a fantastic organization, and if you're not a member, please become a member, especially if you're in the union. It's just one of those things where we get to be recognized because, I mean, for Oscars and Emmys and Tony's. I mean, they give you maybe 2 seconds if you're lucky enough to even be able to say anything. I mean, they bleep through us so fast. So this night, the Designing Women event, is a night celebrating us. And so it was just a very special honor to have.
Nice.
Now, before we run out of time, I want to talk a little bit about power. You just touched on it just a little bit, but and I was reading an article, and I don't remember if it was in Makeup Artist Magazine or where I was reading this, but you were talking about covering Omari's tattoos. But then there's one tattoo, I believe, that he has. You kind of incorporated it into the design of another tattoo that you were creating, something like that?
No. It's basically, no, we cover everything except for his his wing. There's a big wing that goes from his back across his shoulder onto his chest.
Right.
And so we just leave that tattoo on his body, but we cover everything else because his tattoos don't match Ghost. I mean, Ghost is a grimy, gritty, you know, sociopathic kind of dude, and Omari Hardwick is far from that. I mean, he's spiritual and, you know, like he's such a deep type dude, and so his tattoos just wouldn't work with Ghost. So we got to cover them. And trust me, that is a process.
Are you willing to share what you do in as far as your process for covering tattoos?
Yeah, I mean, we basically use. I do like a blend of PAX paint. Skin illustrators.
Gotcha.
And then we use like KY jelly.
Mm-hmm.
To bring the skin back to life because it becomes so flat.
Yes.
But, like, we block out everything with PAX paint just so that it has some flexibility and has some kind of life underneath. And then we incorporate – and it's a process, I mean, because we go in and do all his skin undertone so that it feels like – versus cover up.
So,
you know, we use a lot of different colors that we push through the airbrush machine. And then we, you know, we top it off on set with just a little KY jelly. I know that sounds crazy, but it doesn't break the makeup down. So it just puts some sheen on the body so that it looks like skin and it looks like it's alive.
Now what do you use
because I'm just starting to use that PAX paint for tattoos. What do you use to clean your airbrush?
Well, I don't put the PAX through the airbrush. I know that you can. I don't do that. I just use a big sea sponge.
Gotcha.
And I just moisten it and just tap that through and try to get as much of it covered with that. And then I just use the Skin Illustrators makeup to go through and, you know, you just clean that with 99% alcohol.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, PAX paint is a very messy thing.
OMG, tell me about it.
Yes, it is like, it destroys everything. Yeah,
I mean, they have
that.
They have a thinner that you can use in the airbrush with the paint, but that helps a lot. But it's like if you let that stuff sit for a while,
oh my god,
you're done.
And the airbrush is just so temperamental anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
I mean, you can clean that sucker to the 10th degree, and you know, on the 10th hit, it goes pit. So, you know, it's all those things you got to be ready for. You know,
absolutely.
And that again is where, you know, these new artists coming in, you know, take a moment to see how people operate under pressure, because you can't fold up and curl up in a ball. You got to be able to keep going.
Absolutely.
And what about Notori and her character as Tasha?
Oh, my, I love Notori.
Don't you love her?
Oh, she's just absolutely fabulous. And I'm so happy for her that she is getting her moment.
Yes.
You know, Notori is a younger our actor. And so for Notori, and she has a young look and a young face. So we have to age her up more because she needs to, you know, we need to be able to buy that she's Ghost's wife and that she's got these three kids. So with Notori, we, you know, we really have to make her more sophisticated, even in her played down when she's like in sweatpants and whatever. Like you'll see her on the show always in a high heel, always with a wedge or with a some kind of, because, you know, otherwise she'll look too young. So we're Tasha has to be older. So we do everything to make her age up probably about 5 to 10 years. Yeah. So, you know, it's just, you know, like really painting that face without making it look like she's painted, you know?
Yes.
Giving her a look that goes, you know, okay, I buy that that's Ghost's wife. But that you're not so distracted by the makeup or by the clothes that you just stay looking at that you kind of just accept it.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, like when you see her out on the red carpet, you see how much younger she really is.
But you're right. You don't even pay that any attention when you're watching the show.
Yep, you just kind of accept it, you know, and that was like, that was one of the biggest things that they were concerned about when they were considering casting her as Tasha, is like, is she too young? Is she too young? Is she, you know?
Right.
And I just know when I worked with her on Notorious, she killed that freaking Little Kim role.
Oh, my
God. I mean, I tell you, she brought it. She brought it. So when they, because when they were considering bringing me onto the project, Ghost still hadn't been cast yet, and Notori still hadn't been cast yet. I mean, Tasha still hadn't been cast yet. And when they told me who they were considering for both, I was like, oh, my God, like, both of them. Omari is such a brilliant actor who, you know, has managed to be a working actor but not really thrust into a place where you can really see how gifted he is as an actor. So when they said that, I was like, oh, my gosh, finally somebody sees this dude because he is so talented. And with Notori, I was like, oh, you, I mean – bring her because she is so unexpected. She will deliver in ways that you aren't even expecting her to deliver. So, and she has. I mean, they love
her. And she has. Yeah.
She is one of the most popular characters on the show.
Yeah. I mean, I find myself in her corner always. Like, I want Tasha to win, you know?
And it's funny because I want, and it's funny with me, I want Ghost to be happy. You know what I mean? Like, he's in love with this other woman, which is not right, but he's in love with her. You know, it's just it's so confusing. But I can't wait.
Oh, honey, that's what makes it so good, because it's like, and how many of us have been in these kind of situations or known people? Situations that it's just like, oh my gosh, and they just think so accurate with all everything.
It's so real.
So
it's
good. And I mean, Tasha is a freaking Mac. I mean, she's like, you know, I mean, after a while, she's like, you better handle your business and keep her mouth shut. Like, after a while, we're not even going to, I'm not even going to go into my hurt. You better make sure this chick don't mess our money up.
She's more gangster. Tasha is more gangster than Ghost.
Ghost. Oh, she's a freaking gangster. And I mean, you haven't even seen it yet. Like, she's just coming in.
You
know, we've spent the first two seasons establishing Ghost, and you know, I mean, now you're gonna get ready to start to see Tasha. mm-hmm, and how
nice.
She moves and what she does. So, you know, that's the one thing about Courtney Kemp, who is our show creator, is
mm-hmm.
she just takes such good care of these characters. And the women, you know, while their roles are kind of limited because you're trying to establish the whole thing for Tommy and Ghost.
Yeah,
right.
The fact that you don't feel that, like you still feel like Tasha and Angela are, you know, very important. Like their storylines
right.
are weak. They're very substantial
right.
storylines, even if you don't see them a lot.
Right.
It's some of the best
so,
writing
you know,
in
nice
TV
to see
right
a
now.
Black woman, you know, mm-hmm. a black woman show creator who is bringing you this freaking raw gangster, glitzy,
mm-hmm.
glamorous. I mean, you know, power covers so many dynamics. And this is a,
yeah.
you know, black woman from Connecticut who is young and feisty. And, you know, you just, I'm so happy to be a part of it because, you know, you just get proud of seeing this. And everybody's like, oh, well, Power, that's the black show. It's not a black show. It's a very
it's not a
diverse
black
cast. It just happens
yeah.
to have a black lead character.
Absolutely.
You know, and Hollywood always wants to drop you in a box and say, oh, it's a black show. Why? Because the lead character is black? If you watch the show, you know the show's not a black show. It's
right.
a very diverse cast with women and men.
Well, it's a very successful show. It's like Stars is
yeah.
like top-rated show. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
Absolutely.
Wish you all many, many, many more seasons to come.
Well, thank you, and same to you guys on your great show. We're happy that we are all part of the Stars family.
Yes. Let's keep
yes.
working.
Yes, and thank you so much for bringing me on the show. I'm such a privilege to talk with you guys.
You're
Absolutely.
Welcome. Thanks
we
for joining
it.
Us. Well, before
yes,
you go, one
mm-hmm.
one very last question before you go. What is beauty to you?
Oh, gosh. Beauty to me is being the best that you can be and
mm-hmm.
being a good person and taking care of yourself. And even if that's with a little Botox and filler.
That's right.
As long as you're happy, right?
As long as you're happy. However, being the best you is,
right,
that
that's
is
right.
beauty to me. Just being happy with yourself on the inside and that you like the way you are on the outside. And if
Absolutely.
You don't, fix it.
Right.
right.
Whatever that means to you, fix it.
That's right.
Yes, that's it.
Thank you so much, Anita.
Thank you. I appreciate it, girl. I
all
hope
right,
to
now
see you all soon.
Now, will you all be tweeting at 9 or will, because I know you're.
I think
you're,
they are,
you're,
yep. I think they probably
okay.
are. They might, I'm not sure if they're tweeting Central or East Coast. I'm
yeah,
not sure. Probably
East Coast.
East Coast. Yeah, but we've all been like on our Instagrams and,
Good.
You know, we've been cranking because the show has started so late this year.
Yeah.
So
just want to keep the buzz going,
keep
the momentum
people excited,
up.
Exactly, because
yeah.
everybody's starving.
Right. Oh, trust me, they're waiting patiently.
Well, we will starve no more. I'm getting ready to turn the TV on.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you, girls. It's been a pleasure.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you so
Enjoy
much.
Your party.
Okay. Thank
okay.
you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you guys for tuning in. For those who are listening now, or for those who missed it, we will replay it at 9 p.m. tonight. And for those who will listen on the playback, thank you so much for tuning in. We want to say hello to our friends in London and in Australia and Lagos and in Johannesburg and Cape Town and California and North Carolina and just all over the world. Thank you guys for tuning in and for joining us and for continuing to support us. Thank you so much to Anita Gibson, who was our guest tonight. I'm excited about watching this show and watching these characters further develop. And for the film and TV makeup artists out there, I hope you really picked up a lot of pointers tonight
yes.
about film and television, because she really did drop a lot of nuggets. So if you missed them, go and play it back or tune in at 9 p.m. where we will load the show to be heard again, okay? So, again, thank you for joining us, and everyone have a wonderful night. We will talk to you again next Sunday night when we will be back with another inspiring guest. So have a beautiful and blessed night and have a wonderful week. Good night, everybody.
Good night.